have an announcement that we'd like to make at this time. If you're interested but have not as yet signed up for the tutoring service at the Wake Forest Elementary School, please meet with Wayne Brown at the front of the building at the conclusion of this worship service. May we pray. Almighty and eternal Father in heaven, we recognize thee as the creator, as the sustainer, and as our savior through the gift of thy Son, Jesus Christ. In our inadequate way, we praise thee for all thy goodness, and we ask that you would forgive us for our sins. We beseech thee, Father, for increased faith, that every day we may dedicate ourselves anew to thee, in order that we may live like him who died for us. Help us, O Lord, to share our strength with our weaker brother, to comfort him in his grief, to encourage him in his dismay, and rejoice with him in his happy moments. Today we make our prayer the words of the songwriter when he said, "Others, Lord, yes, others, oh, this my prayer shall be. Help me to live for others, that I may live like thee." We pray that we may become instruments in thy hands, and light the darkness of this sinful world with the good news of the Christ, the light that shines eternally in the hearts of all those who believe. May we, our Father, through worship experiences such as this, grow in grace and in the likeness of thy Son, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Would you turn with us to responsive reading number 18. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. I have rejoiced in the ways of thy testimony, as much as in all riches. I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path.
Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. They are the doors of my heart.
All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Before I start saying anything, I want to tell each of you, if you don't want to find yourself in this spot, keep your mouth shut around Sherman Lewis. I made the mistake of telling him back first semester that I felt like I could speak most any time on 5 minutes or 5 months' notice. So Wednesday night at 11 o'clock, he took me at my word. I don't think I'll talk to him the rest of the year. It's hard enough to speak to a group of professors and fellow students, and it's doubly hard when you have to speak on short notice, when you have to have a Hebrew lesson ready on Thursday morning and then speak an hour later. I want to read one verse of Scripture from Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse. "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." As we come to the seminary, we come with various and sundry presuppositions in our minds. We had one or two students here last year that expected to come and find nothing but what some people refer to as sweet little Jesus boys. I think we should be Jesus boys, so to speak, because I think that when we come to a seminary, that we should have Jesus Christ at the center of our lives. As I was trying to get ready for this morning, I was reading several books that I had in my room, trying to find if maybe I could adapt one of Dr. Adams' sermons or one of someone else's sermons for this morning. And I ran across an illustration in one of these books that, to me, was very good, and for what I wanted to say, whether I get it said or not. It seems that there was a town or a spring in a certain state that had supposedly some medicinal qualities to it, and people would come from miles around to bathe in the waters of this spring, and they would supposedly be healed. And as time went on, this houses grew up around this spring, and you would see motels and hotels growing up, and businesses grew up, and pretty soon there was a city around this spring. And then visitors would come to this town, and they would look at the citizens and they would say, "Where is the spring that caused this town to grow?" And the citizens would look at the visitors and they would say, "We don't know. It's been covered up by the growth of the town." Has this happened in any of our lives? Have we lost the spring? Have we gotten away from the main issue of Christianity to the outside periphery? Jesus Christ should be the center of our thoughts here at Southeastern. We should center our lives on Jesus. Now, this may seem like it's very fundamental to some people, but we can't call ourselves Christians if we don't believe in Christ. We aren't being true to ourselves if we say anything else. We need to get back to the spring. I'm not saying it as some kind of vindictive statement against the seminary. I think it's just a thing that happens when we get involved in studies. If I ask each of you if you believed in Christ, we would get nods from everybody. But if I singled you out individually and tried to find out what your main motive in life was, I might come up with such things as being the best professor on campus, or such things as being the best student on campus, or making an A in a certain course, or moving to a larger church. So a lot of times we lose sight of the spring. I'm not saying that we're out of fellowship with Christ, all the what, but we've sort of put something else in the center, and we let something else take the place of the main issue of Christianity. I had an experience that last year that shook up one of my professors when I told him about it. I went to a church to preach, and a man asked me, "Are you being taught anything at Southeastern that you can't believe?" Well, I came back and I told my professor that, and he sort of quivered. I don't know why. Somebody may have heard something here they can't believe, but I haven't, because I try to approach people with a more or less open mind. But I think this man in this particular church had lost his center. He was worried about what we were teaching and not worried about Jesus Christ in his own situation. It doesn't matter whether a person agrees with me or not. People tell me I'm crazy for trying to get up here, and I may be. But I don't think that I've said anything that is false. And as long as I'm speaking the truth, it doesn't matter to me what people believe. But I do believe that we need to get back to the center. We need to get back to Jesus Christ and let him be the center of our lives. And then these other so-called issues that we have will sort of take care of themselves.
Will you stand for the benediction? Our Father in heaven, may we yield ourselves to thy Spirit and allow Christ to rule supremely in everything that we do and say. In his name we pray.